It's official. The very last payphone in New York City was removed the other day.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's kind of sad to me.
Can we tell Alexis what a payphone is?
I still get why you'd still use that.
No one does.
No.
That's why it was taken out.
Okay. But it's like a piece of history.
You know?
There's footage of a crane lowering it into a flatbed truck as a small commemorative ceremony was held, saying goodbye, calling it the end of an era.
I thought you were going to say a grave, lowering it into a grave.
Well, might as well. I mean, just think of all the grotesque, wonderful things that happen within those tiny glass boxes.
Oh, man.
I didn't do anything gross in there. Did you? Were you doing gross things in there?
Not gross thing that could be done in there.
Yeah, no one went there to make phone calls.
Yeah, not what they were used for.
I thought I was just checking the change slot to see if there was any leftover money.
Nope.
Ew, you need to wash your hands for eternity. Yeah. Fingers in there.
New York started removing them 7 years ago because cell phones have made phone booths obsolete at this point.
Yeah.
And they've been replacing some of them with free Wi-Fi kiosks where you can charge your devices there and make some free phone calls.
Yeah.
But for a while, there was that last old school phone booth just holding on. But now it's been removed. And what will people spray paint and publicly pee on now?
I'm sure there's a dumpster nearby.
No.
It's just not the same.
Not the same.
No.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's going to be, but we do look forward to the future with hope and admiration.
I mean, where does Superman go to change now? Wasn't he always the phone booth guy?
Maybe your answer is also a dumpster.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that homeless guy. Never mind. He's flying.
He's a superhero. Anyway, now let's move on to the shock collar question of the day. I don't see a bucket in the studio today, so I'm just going to send it over to Digital Jake for the shock collar question. What's going on, Jake?
On this day in 1986, Sally Ride became the first American woman astronaut to go into space.
Yeah, get it, Sally!
You go, girl!
At the time, it was the most dangerous journey a young woman could take until Alexis eventually got her driver's permit. Nevertheless, we're celebrating Dr. Ride's accomplishment by going around the room for an around-the-sun, solar-system fun, one-and-done shock collar question of the day.
Oh, no.
Today's shock collar is brought to you by Tang. Tang!
What?
It's liquid?
Question mark?
They drink a lot of that up in space.
Okay, I didn't know that.
We're going around the room, and each of you will answer a question about astronauts or space. And if you get it right, you're safe. But if you get it wrong, you'll be shocked, and all your meals will be dehydrated for the rest of the week. And because of a special request from Dr. Sally Ride herself, no one may help Alexis with this question.
Oh, come on, Sally.
Alexis.
Oh, no.
Name all the planets in our solar system.
There's Saturn. Jupiter.
Oh, you're going to go all over the place. Okay.
I don't know the order.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going random.
All right. Okay.
Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus.
Yeah.
Oh, Mars. Earth.
Hey.
Okay.
I actually probably would have. I would have forgotten
that count how many
one.
I had.
Yeah.
Oh, Neptune. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Venus.
And the one that keeps yelling at you in my head.
Isn't there like a song, Boys Go Jupiter Get Stupider?
It's not in that song.
I don't know it.
I need you to say, Jake, I give up. I don't know the answer.
She said I don't know it.
She can give up. I don't know the answer.
The public schools have done this right.
The planet you were looking for, Alexis, was Mercury.
Oh, no.
The first planet closest to the sun.
Yikes.
So Alexis will be getting shocked. Moving on to Brooke. Brooke, Vesta, Pallas, and Ceres are three types of what in space?
My first thought, because I'm pretty sure Ceres is a moon. And I think it's a moon of... I always get the one with rings mixed up with... Saturn has the rings.
Jupiter.
And Jupiter has all the moons, I think.
Yeah.
Dude, wouldn't that be rad to go out at night and see like 10 moons in the sky? Like, that's the only reason I want to travel to another planet.
I'm not at the point in my life where I'm like thinking about moon travel. I'm still excited by Earth stuff.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe they're types of different intergalactic vehicles.
They could be asteroids.
Like I'd drive a Vesta through space.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind the asteroid idea. I'm going to stick with moons. I think they're moons.
Vesta, Pallas, and Ceres are three types of asteroids.
I said it.
Sorry, Brooke.
Sally Ride is so mad listening right now.
Friend of the show, Sally
so
Ride is curious.
Dr. Ride, I apologize.
Sally.
Jose. Apollo 16 astronaut Charles Duke left not only his footprints, but also a physical symbol of his affection for his family on the moon in 1972, and it remains there to this day.
Aww.
What did Charles Duke leave on the moon for his family?
Oh, that's so cute. So my first instinct would be to draw in the sand, in the moon sand.
Oh, that'd be cute.
The beaches of the moon.
That'd actually be a better idea because like anything that's left up there turns totally white. Like
yeah,
all of the flags
of the
are white,
rays.
Everything's light. Because I was thinking a family photo.
Yeah.
What if he left a TV remote up there so that his family couldn't fight over it anymore?
What about like a teddy bear? Like a family memento, like something that they all love. I love how
he stole his daughter's teddy bear and brought it to the moon.
Or the family dog.
I mean, it has to, you guys, it has to be something small because there's not going to fit a lot in on the travel, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Grandma's urn.
So
it's either more dust.
I'm going to go with my instincts. I'm going with my heart sand.
Apollo 16 astronaut Charles Duke left a physical symbol of his affection for his family on the moon in 1972. It's a family portrait.
Photo.
The back of the photo says, "This is the family of astronaut Duke from Earth. We landed on the moon in 1972.
Aww. Oh, man, and it's all white now.
Everyone's getting shocked right now. This is lovely.
Sorry, Sally.
Finally, on to Jeffrey. Tortillas are a popular carbohydrate on space shuttles, and that's because a traditional carb like bread is not allowed on board. Why has bread been banned on space shuttles since the 1980s?
Can't have any fat astronauts up there. It's not a good image.
Bread.
I have a fun fact that may help.
Yeah.
I know beans are banned in space.
Because of tooting?
For tooting, for gas purposes.
Yeah.
So what if it's banned for some type of, I don't know, bloating, or like it could mold or something. Mm-hmm. People could get more sick.
Mold would
because of like yeast or something in the bread.
That's a good idea.
I like the yeast and the mold idea. Mm-hmm. I think that sounds legit.
Maybe it was a PR diversity thing. Like they needed more Hispanic foods represented up on the space station.
I absolutely because
it was too international space station.
Yes. Yeah.
You mean they felt bad about the beans and so they added the tortillas?
Yeah. Or maybe a toaster would overload the circuit breaker. And it's like,
sun.
We can't get back to Earth if the toaster's going to be breaking stuff off.
What are you going with?
It must be something with the diet. Like something about the bread is bad for an astronaut's diet.
That is so vague.
The reason bread has been banned on space shuttles since the 1980s is because of crumbs.
Oh.
Crumbly foods are not allowed since they can fly off and damage the equipment inside the shuttle.
That makes so much sense.
Tortillas are instead.
But Tang is fine?
Sure.
Yeah, you
can spill Tang on anything. No one knows what it's made of.
Okay.
Also, space rats.
Well,
you don't want them nibbling on those crumbs.
Space rats.
Turns out.
In the equipment.
Well, turns out we suck at space, so we're all getting shocked, and somebody wanted to hear Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
Dance for me, oh, I've never seen anybody do the things you do before.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, man.
I couldn't see the lyrics. They were too far away from me.
I need a telescope to see those. It's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.